This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The search continues for the woman involved in a fatal weekend boating accident on Grapevine Lake.
18-year-old Ava Moore was in a kayak near Oak Grove Park when a jet ski slammed into her. Witnesses pulled Moore from the water, but they were unsuccessful in saving her. Those witnesses did get a picture of the jet ski driver, who remained on the scene for a short time and then left. The man she left with hit a car in the parking lot. Authorities have not said whether alcohol may have played a part in the accident. There is currently a picture of the suspect up at KRLD.com. If you know the woman or know where she is, police are asking you to call Grapevine authorities. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, as David Bowie once said, change is a major change coming to Southwest Airlines as of tomorrow. David Rankin has the story.
There are several changes that are going to take some of the specialty away from Southwest Airlines. As of Wednesday, any tickets that you buy to fly anywhere, you'll have to pay to check your luggage. It's dumping the bags fly free policy that's been there for decades. The only people that can keep not paying for their luggage will be Rapid Rewards A-list preferred members or people paying for business select tickets. The Wanna Get Away fare is going away on Wednesday, getting replaced by basic fare, just like other airlines. And finally, if you use a portable charger for your phone, that charger has to be out in plain sight to prevent fires. From the 24-hour news center, I'm David Rankin, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So the summer travel season has already started, and this year there are concerns of airport delays due to a shortage of air traffic controllers. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he is frustrated.
I love airports, but I don't want to spend 4 hours in an airport waiting to see if my flight's going to take off.
And apparently this is a nationwide problem, and it's being felt in Texas as well. The latest FAA data shows that San Antonio's airport is 20% short of their staffing goal. Houston's Hobby Airport, almost 20% as well. And just last week, a shortage of air traffic controllers at Austin's airport prompted the FAA to issue a ground stop. More than 155 flights were delayed.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Delays. We lived with those yesterday at the big airports. More today, 23 delays outbound and 11 outbound cancellations at DFW Airport this morning. Plus 39 flights will not be coming into town as of now. Both of the checkpoints at Terminal B at DFW Airport not too hot, taking 30 minutes to get through, plus 812 and 821, about 20 to 25 minutes.
And to left field, there are 16 delays in and out of the airport, all on Southwest, 4 cancellations, security wait times, 6 minutes for general boarding, 2 minutes for TSA pre-check.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Breaking news this morning. President Trump is set to order all federal agencies to cancel all federal contracts with Harvard University, which collectively amount to about $100 million. Southwest Airlines ends its longstanding bags fly free policy, effective for flights booked on or after May 28th. Dang it. I've got a flight booked after May 28th. The airline will begin charging passengers, most passengers, $35 for the first checked bag, $45 for the second. Two violent New Orleans jail escapees thought they could outrun Texas law enforcement. They were wrong. After breaking out of the jail in Orleans, Paris Leo Tate and Jermaine Donald led cops on a high-speed chase through Huntsville. There are two remaining escapees on the run.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
722 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It's 22 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens for the Stars and Oilers. It's game 4 tonight, and for Dallas, it's almost certainly a must-win game.
Edmonton walloped the Stars 6-1 Sunday to take a 2-1 lead in their Western Conference Finals series. After being peppered for those 6 goals, Jake Oettinger is more than ready to get back in the crease tonight.
You know, I've been in this position before, personally, and excited to put the gear back on and try to get my best game.
Oettinger is popular with fans and his teammates for his ability to leave the last game behind and focus on what's at hand. Down a game, the Stars have to look at tonight as a make-or-break game. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock Texas time in Edmonton. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
So are Stars fans nervous? Austin York continues our team coverage.
Let's be honest, the Stars haven't looked so great following their Game 1 win and find themselves down 2-1 to the Oilers.
The third period seems to be a problem. They need to quit collapsing and start scoring goals instead of giving up goals in the third period.
So are fans worried and ready to hit the panic button?
A little nervous, yeah. The last game was really rough. I'm a little nervy.
It's an uphill battle, but they've done it before. We've seen how good the Stars can be. Still got it.
This guy says, tonight, just win, baby.
No.
He's not panicking yet.
We take that one. We get 2-2. We get home ice back. And we have Game 7 at home. So all things are still in our favor.
From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, all. I think I'm going to call it the Emily Latella Markets. You guys remember Emily Latella? She was a character on Saturday Night Live, and she would say all this stuff, and she'd say, never mind.
Oh, sure.
And reverse everything. So when last we spoke, the world was coming to an end. It was Friday, and we'd put 50% tariffs on the EU, our major trading partner, and all the progress that we thought that had been made in tariffs just evaporated. And next thing you know, the industrials average for the week was down 1,051 points, down 2.5%. And in fact, all of the averages, the NASDAQ, the S&P, all down 2.5%. Worst week we'd seen since April the 4th. Treasuries, interest rates were soaring again. The U.S. dollar was moving. Well, never mind. Those tariffs are at least on hold for a while and been put off for at least a month following what was categorized as a productive conversation with the EU. So the White House has backed off those. And guess what? Here comes the rally again. The Dow Industrials average looks up 590 points, the NASDAQ up 320, the S&P up 85. So we'd be making up probably half, maybe a little more than half of what we lost last week in just one day, assuming that it holds and assuming that the productive conversations continue. Meanwhile, we've got a fistful of economic news, and most of it seems to be heavily impacted by the aforementioned tariffs. Take, for example, durable goods orders. Month before last, durable goods orders were up 9.2%. Why? Because the tariffs were coming, and everybody wanted to buy their stuff before the tariffs hit. And so now they're expected to be down 8.1%. This is just my life right now. So the tariffs with the EU were put on hold and rolled back until at least July the 9th. What about those tariffs on Apple? Well, remember 25% tariffs on Apple phones not made in the U.S.? Well, there actually were some fairly productive conversations there, and maybe there's a workaround. Meanwhile, crude's down 41 cents, $61.12. Gold, everybody's running to gold last week. It's back down $70.40, $33.24.10. Interest rates are falling. The 10-year rate's back below 4.5%. If the Dow opened right now, it'd be up 550 points, and I wish it would. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
From wake up to what's up in just 20 minutes, our 20-minute morning news briefing continues. It's now 6:27.
Governor Abbott has championed himself a supporter of business. Now, the question is, will he sign legislation effectively shutting down a multi-billion dollar industry? JoJo Strubing operates a business called Altered States. She says not only will the new law impact retailers, it will impact customers too.
Their only alternative that they would have would be going back to pain meds or, unfortunately, like illegally sourcing these products.
SB3 has been approved by both houses and sent to the governor. It would make sales of any products containing THC illegal in Texas. Many think that would shut down retailers in the state. The only way the legislation doesn't become law is if the governor vetoes it.
A key conservative bill in the state legislature is in danger of dying on the vine. Republicans want to end in-state tuition for illegal immigrants.
This dismantles one of the many incentive structures that help drive illegal immigration into our state.
Chris Russo is with the group Texans for Strong Borders. There are currently nearly 60,000 illegal immigrants enrolled in Texas colleges and universities. They are so-called dreamers who were brought across the border as children and given legal protection by the Obama administration. If they're forced to pay out-of-state rates, it's estimated to bring in more than $150 million.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.